What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
Really happy to bring our next guest onto the airwaves. So I wish that we were talking about something happier, but joining us this morning is Rahab Nazal, a Palestinian artist, activist, and author who lives as a refugee in Toronto, but has recently returned from, and she'll correct me on the timeline, but I believe it's almost 2 years in the West Bank. She does have a book that we featured on this show a few times, which is called Driving in Palestine. Good morning, Rahab. Think you're still on mute. Then there we go.
Hi, good morning, Kat.
Good morning. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, for focusing on Palestine, not forgetting Palestine.
Never. Never. And I don't know, this may or may not be appropriate to say on the air, but you know, you're in my prayers constantly, particularly when you were in the midst of everything that was happening in the West Bank. I don't feel, you know, there's enough coverage on the West Bank, even on this show. So I want to spend some time this morning talking about that. The conditions in the West Bank, first of all, how long have you been back in Toronto, and what were the conditions in the West Bank before you left?
Well, first of all, I am here for a tour of my exhibition, Driving in Palestine.
Okay.
Saw Center in Ottawa, the curator there, organized a tour, national, then international. So it was at Campbell River. I couldn't come. Now it's in Vancouver. I am there, then going to New York. The exhibition Driving in Palestine, which is the book we talked about, is part of, but it's photography, video, sound. So I'm here for a certain period. I'll be back in Palestine next month after I finish this tour. I left the situation, I can't describe it, I would say, because like the West Bank and Gaza, the two sisters, every suffering people endure in the West Bank, they think of Gaza. People lose their homes. They lose their children, but they look at Gaza and they say, Gaza is suffering more than us. However, the facts on the ground that the Israeli atrocities in the West Bank are not less horrific than in Gaza. Northern West Bank, Jenin, Tul Karem, Nablus are like Gaza. The destruction, the displacement of over 60,000 Palestinians from Jenin refugee camp, Nur Shams and Tul Karem refugee camps. And the Israeli forces since January, they're stationed in these camps and destroying house by house. The American bulldozers, the D9 that work in Gaza on the ground, what the bombing cannot destroy or partly destroy, the D9 and D10 on the ground, they complete the work. These bulldozers, they have not stopped destroying streets, cultural sites, refugee camps. Like the moment I stepped in Montreal, aside from here is a normal life and quiet and no fear around the minute, streets, there are streets here. I forgot there are streets because all the streets in northern West Bank are destroyed by Israel. So two facts, the destruction, the displacement, and Kat, the land theft. That's what's going invisible, not covered by any media. The Israeli violence, unprecedented. They annexed, they confiscated, they stole the size of Gaza land in the West Bank. The settlers' violence, also unprecedented.
Yeah.
Armed, violent settlers, they attack Palestinian homes, Palestinian communities. They're displacing the Bedouin communities everywhere from the south to the north of Palestine. They even attack animals. They uproot olive trees. I can't describe it. I can't describe it. Talking about the movement, which is all my project driving in Palestine, is about restrictions of movement. Over 900 checkpoints that strangle the Palestinians' movement from one town to another, one village to another. The unemployment, it's about 60%. They're strangulating the Palestinians economically. They're starving the Palestinians also in the West Bank, but in an invisible way. They're holding the money taxes that they collect from us and they should hand to the Palestinian Authority. They don't. So employees like my students, they teach in universities and schools. Some of them have not been paid for the past 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. No jobs. People cannot reach their farms because of the settlers' violence. And probably you heard about the Palestinian American who came.
I did. And we're going to, Rahab, we're going to circle right back to that because it's four yeah. Palestinian Americans murdered in the West Bank. This isn't your first go round with Fundrive for me, so you know what I'm about to do. I got to pause you so I can ask folks to support me being able to continue to be in conversation with you, right, as we have the last 2 years. All right, y'all, I continue to be behind the eight ball because it's hard to interrupt these conversations, right? This is why I woke up this morning and it's why you tune in, is particularly to Monday's Palestine Post, is to have this dialogue. So we're only able to have this dialogue because you all step up to the plate when we ask you to support your stations. Asking you to do it again, where you go is kpfa.org or kpfk.org and call 1-800-439-5732 for Northern and Central California, 800 numbers for folks around the globe. And for listeners in LA, 818-985-5735. We have on the boards this morning Rahab Nizal's book, Driving in Palestine, for a pledge all at once of $300, or by doing the most important kind of donation that you can do during Fundrive, and that is becoming a sustainer. $30 a month gets you this book with striking, painful, stark truth-telling photos and commentary. It's a research creation project by Rahab. It explores the politics of mobility, which have just gotten worse since she put out the book. $30 a month driving in Palestine, $110 all at once for Sim Kern's Genocide Bad, which dismantles Zionist propaganda in 10 essays, $11 a month supports the station and gets you the book. Any bucks a month gets us closer to meeting our $1,000 match. kpfa.org, kpfk.org, 1-800-439-5732 for Northern and Southern California, 818-985-5735. Still memorizing that one, y'all, for those of you in SoCal. Give generously and do it right now. Brian?
1-800-439-5732 in Northern and Central California. And also memorizing that number. In Southern California, it's 818-985-5735. We're at 18 minutes left in the hour. $900 left to make our match. So whatever you can afford to chip in, we need you to do it quickly and generously. The best place to do it is online. In Northern and Central California, that's KPFA as in apple.org. In Southern California, KPFK as in KitKat.org. Kat?
KPFA.org, KPFK.org, 1-800-439-5732, Northern and Central California, or around the globe for folks that need an 800 number, 818-985-5735. For those of you, for the homies in SoCal, we are, for those of you just tuning in, this is Law and Disorder. I'm Kat Brooks, and on Mondays we do Palestine Post, a full hour of coverage on the genocide in Palestine. Our guest this morning is Rahab Nazal, a Palestinian artist, activist, and author who lives as a refugee in Toronto, but has been in the West Bank. Her latest book is called Driving in Palestine. Rahab, you were about to transition to it's four Palestinian Americans that have been murdered. One, a teenage child. Lawmakers in the United States, Democrats, are demanding an investigation, which feels a bit silly. The investigation, we know who murdered these people, but go. I mean, I go ahead with what you were going to say about that.
Well, that is not disconnected from the most horrific crimes Israel is committing and never was held accountable. It's the same thing. Like, I don't recall, or any Palestinian recall, any Israeli soldier was held accountable for murdering, burning alive Palestinians, killing children. And this is just not during this genocide, but even before. So we're not expecting anything. But the issue for Americans is, why this silence about a fellow citizen just recently, after less than a month, returning to his hometown, was tortured and killed, and there is no accountability. In fact, it's hidden. There is a complicity by protecting the Israeli state. And that brings me to the starvation, to the deliberate famine, deliberate starvation of the Palestinians. Your previous guest was articulate, putting it very clearly how the Western countries, and not just Western countries, really, there are some Arab countries who are complicit. Take Egypt, for example, or Jordan at the borders. So all these states are just about empty words and no action. The Palestinians at the moment, especially in Gaza, they need action. They need action, not empty words. And what a joke to talk at this moment about a Palestinian state while the land is shrinking day by day, stolen day by day. What state is this? In an apartheid system, the priority is, first of all, to end immediately this genocide, unprecedented genocide, with American weapons, the most destructive ever created weapons in our history, and then dismantle the apartheid system from the river to the sea. The people will live free equally. That's our vision, always been our vision. I have no words left to describe what is happening in Gaza. The children's bodies diminishing, dying of hunger. Doctors who save them, they drink salt and water because they have no food. It's just, and the food, by the way, the food at the borders, just a few miles away, hundreds and hundreds of trucks filled with food that Israel has to destroy a few days ago. What Donald Trump talked about, $60 million sending food aid, it's being destroyed by the state of Israel because food cannot wait in the hot weather. Why is this silence? Why is this silence about this 21st century Holocaust And it's not the extermination only physically of the Palestinian people, but it's the genocide that targets cultural, educational, health institutions, the built environment. It is unprecedented. And yes, I say it, it did not happen during the Second World War to this level. It did not. How many equivalent to Hiroshima bombs have been dropped the last 21 months on Gaza? Multiple of these bombs. And the bombs and the weapons keep coming. Keep coming. Canada, where I am now, they ship parts, secretly parts, through FedEx, believe it or not, parts of F-35 warplane they ship to Israel. Germany, complicit, Britain, France as well. It just without the people. Like you, your station is a voice of the people, a voice for change, a grassroots alternative media that offers the truth to the people, provide the truth. So the people, only the people who can change this by pressuring their governments, by exposing the horrific Zionist narrative that the world has been fed, which all lies, all settler colonial benefits and capitalist enterprises. I don't know what to tell you. We are in pain. We are questioning humanity. It's as if Palestine exposed the international systems, exposed the racist foundation of North America, the settler colonial base of North America, which makes me think sometimes if why they're doing this, why they're complicit, because Israel is exposing them as states. Exposing the genocide they committed to the indigenous peoples in this continent, as if it fires back on them, exposes them more and more.
Rahab, I've gotta stop us there. I don't know how long you're in the States. We're gonna try to get you back on the line before you go back to stand with your people in the West Bank. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us again.
Kat, thank you so much. I want to dedicate two books from my newly published book. It's called Sumud in Dark Times, published in New York. It's a beautiful art book about the conditions in the West Bank. I will arrange with your assistant how to send these. And all my support. You're doing great work. Thank you.
What I do is nothing in comparison to what you do. Thank you, Rahab. We will talk to you so soon.
Okay. Take care.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.